come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, October 6, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the Tigers are coming home after losing game two with their absolute ace pitcher, Tarik Skubal. He's gone up against the Mariners this year three times and has lost, or the team has lost, all three times. Tarik Skubal has started against the Seattle Mariners. Gave up not one, but two home runs to their second baseman. What's his name? Jose Polanco. Polanco is the last name. Well, anyway, same exact location. One fastball, one was a slider, right over the heart of the plate. Polanco had a perfect, easy swing, golfed them both over the left fence. Two runs for Seattle. Well, then the Tigers came back. Thank God Torkelson finally heard me. Went to right field, scored two runs, tied it up in the seventh inning. I thought, yes, we're going to win this thing. Nope, wasn't meant to be. Seattle came back, went up 3-2, and the closer held it, and they won. Now the series is tied 1-1, and it comes back to Detroit. Tuesday, not tonight. Tonight is Monday Night Football. Don't even know who's playing. Really don't care. But it's going to be very interesting to see what they can do on Tuesday and then Wednesday, back games in Detroit. Stadium will be sold out. Place will be packed. Your fans will be screaming their brains out. If they win Tuesday, they then win on Wednesday. They don't have to go back to Seattle for game five. They move on. And it looks like the Toronto Blue Jays are going to knock out the New York Yankees. So it would end up being, if the Tigers can win both games at home, avoid a game five in Seattle, they'll be playing Toronto. Unfortunately, that may be the end of their postseason because Toronto is playing out of their minds. Scored 10 runs in the first game against the Yankees, scored 13 runs the second game against the Yankees. Now they head back to the Bronx. I think Toronto is going to sweep them in New York. Postseason baseball. Absolutely love it, love it, love it. But you got to understand, the Tigers won that first game was huge. If they could have won the second game last night, they would definitely be moving on. Because all they had to do is win one of two games at Comerica and it would be over. But now they got to win both of them, Tuesday and Wednesday. Or having to fly back on Thursday to Seattle to have probably Scooble pitch again on Friday. So let's see how it works out. October baseball, gotta love it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second to segment of our number one. Oh, man. You know, couldn't they have just won last night? That would have been so good. Up two games to none, flying home to Detroit. It would have been fantastic, but wasn't meant to be. Got a text message coming in right now. Let's see, he's back. Oh, yeah. He couldn't believe Polanco hit the second home run. I know, right? Same player, same spot, same location, just a different pitch. Fastball versus a slider. That is that guy's sweet spot, that's for sure. Let's see. Disconnect my call. I got to make sure I disconnect my team's call. Texting with my engineers this morning. Well, let's monitor some things happening in Lansing first. I got some things for Washington, but I want to talk about MERS new service because this is the week. Governor says, I've been working my tail off on the budget. Oh, poor baby. You mean you got to actually do some work as governor of the state of Michigan? Is that what you're saying, Gretch? After she's been traveling all over the world, Japan, Australia, whatever. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer and lawmakers put the finishing touches on the new state budget in the wee small hours of Friday morning, the governor was up early taking a virtual Zoom victory lap on all the major TV stations in the state of Michigan. Of course she is. During her time on TV6 Lansing, she was asked if she had to hold her nose during any of the protracted budget give and takes. Well, Whitmer responded, it turns out she was holding my nose about all the rhetoric surrounding the new budget and the critics out there trying to turn a deaf ear and staying focused on what matters. When reminded that some of those critics accused her of being AWOL during her couple of weeks out of the country in early September, she retorted, then they weren't paying attention. They didn't see me sneaking in and out of the Capitol, having meetings after meetings after meetings. I've been working my tail off on this budget. Well, apart from that, Governor Gretchen Whitmer indicated that she was most proud of the bipartisan cooperation on the budget, even in the background of a federal government shutdown. You look at how hot the political rhetoric is. It's not been easy, but we were able to pull this together, hammer through our differences, and come up with a budget. Now, here she is having, of course, to go trucker. You know, this woman is not capable of giving an interview without swearing. It's just, you know, she's got to look like she's the tough guy. Whitmer says, it's a damn good budget. And I'm proud as hell of that, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, on some of the budget decisions, she respectively disagrees with State Representative Tim Kelly, Republican of Saginaw, who called the free school meals programs a complete waste of money. Well, I'm going to switch, Jonathan, at the bottom of the news break at 9:30, just to let you know, give you a heads up, 10 minutes. Having some internet problems this morning, we'll work it out. Whitmer came back totally and disagreed because Kelly went on to say, complete waste of money, particularly in wealthy neighborhoods. These people can afford breakfast and lunch. The others, it has become a convenience for people. Well, Governor Whitmer said, I disagree, calling it an important offering to keep the kids' bellies full so that they can learn more.
were based on a package designed to fix the damn roads, quote unquote, her signature issue since her first 2018 campaign. Whitmer described the $1.85 billion expenditure for the permanent road funding formula to be, quote, a huge investment that's been long overdue. It's the biggest that we've seen in a long time, end quote, said Governor Whitmer. The program is meant to save road building industry jobs and to keep the state from cascading over the financial cliff from what she fears the state may not ever recover from. The roads and bridges are in such bad repair right now. If we don't invest this money, it could continue to decline to a point of no repair. Okay, first of all, Governor, you don't understand how roads and bridges can be repaired no matter how bad they get. If the asphalt base completely disintegrates, it goes back to gravel. From dust to dust, well, that's basically what happens to an asphalt road. Asphalt breaks up, it gets ground into your gravel sand base, and it disappears. Actually, you run a roller over it, compact it, it's actually a good subsoil for a brand new road. They don't get to the point of no return. Repairs can always be done. Well, Whitmer went on to say, this is a huge investment. The industry is already making noises that more money is needed, even after they just passed the new $1.85 billion. We actually needed about $4 billion. So, yeah, we're always going to need more, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. More money, more money, more money, more money. Not going to go down the road of they're using the wrong materials to do the repairs with. Rubberized asphalt, rubberized concrete should be the last 40 to 50 years. But no, MDOT is famous for job security. They'll do a road repair, and sure enough, everybody texted me, Randy, they just repaired M33 2 years ago, and it's already breaking up. Yeah, I know. It happens all over the state. Well, House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican Richland Township, said his mission was to get past the post-COVID state workers and get them back into their downtown Lansing offices. The governor reported that the reform was not as how Matt Hall contemplated it. Well, the plan is to get each state building to 80% occupancy. If they don't reach 80% occupancy, then the building would be sold off as being deemed surplus and non-essential. Each department will have different policies as we tighten up the state footprint, that every desk is filled 5 days a week, and making sure that people show up in a way that the work gets done. This doesn't really fundamentally impact services to the people of the state. Well, Whitmer countered Hall by saying, not every worker needs a desk. Well, then guess what? Sell the desk. Sell the building. You're going to work from home because of your China virus shutdown. State employees got used to working from home. Well, then sell the buildings. What part of this does she not get? This is absolutely amazing. Well, finally, she was asked if she was able to catch any of the Tigers Cleveland baseball games.
Yeah, really important question. Really, really, really important. So bottom line is, she said, no, I did not see one single swing. But I was damn glad for the results. There we go. Trucker language. Now the question is going to be, will the typical citizen feel the same way about her new budget? Well, up front, overview so far, the jury is still out. The budget will be broken down line by line by the governor. She will get out her veto pen. Then she will decide what stays in and what goes. And by that time, we should be able to get a final number. But there are certain departments that are definitely, definitely going to see a smaller budget. Senator Sylvia Santana, Democrat from Detroit, in new $30 billion with a B dollar budget for the Department of Health and Human Services, $30 billion. Santana was able to secure more than $15.8 million in earmark spending requests, not including requests that she made for Michigan's opioid recovery spending program. Well, on the general fund budget, legislature passed $51.8 billion for House Bill 4706. Fiscal year 2026 budget, which started on October 1st last week. Last Monday, the Senate passed a resolution requiring spending requests on a standalone website that would be connected directly to the Michigan Senate's website. Without full disclosure, the chamber could not vote on a budget unless all of the earmarks were posted clearly for all to see on the internet. However, the Senate actions came months after the House passed its own disclosure mandates in January. And the Senate's slow response to earmark transparency received criticism from the House Speaker, Matt Hall, complaining the House passed it, why couldn't the Senate? Well, Santana chairs the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on the Department of Health and Human Services. In front of the Senate Appropriations Panel on Thursday, she listed 36 specific legislative requests which were submitted for the DHHS budget in accordance with the Senate's new earmark procedure. Those earmarks ended up totaling $51.2 million of the $30 billion budget. We're going to wrap up Department of Health and Human Services budget on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.